I've already had this on here. Biggie, Biggie. I remember we made so much fun of this stupid song. I never was a Juvie fan. This dude's existence, when this dude came around, the ignorance started to pump up in Southern rap, man. All right. Congrats for him for changing it a little bit, changing the game a little bit, but he was Cash Money. Cash Money was all part of the thing. Cash Money, Master P with his shit, with No Limit. Like, all of them, I know they have their place in hip-hop history. I know they're amazing, selling cars out of the trunk. The hustle was second to none, working with Pen and Pixel on every single album cover. They had the same Manny Fresh sound on every single song. They had their thing. They had their niche. But I feel like they did the South a disservice, man. You know, like, they made them ignorant. They made the South and the mainstream look ignorant. And I hated that. When you had dudes like 8-Ball and MJG, you had Scarface, you had Outkast, you had all these dudes that were like putting out intelligent, thoughtful music that had substance to it, and then you have this shit. I mean, it didn't get much more lazier than that. I mean, you can end everything with yeah, and it all rhymes. Oh, man. So, hey, I wanted to tail end that last episode and talk about... It kind of reminded me of a topic that I wanted to discuss real quick. Something that, you know, very relatable on that, and the same as it, to the previous episode. So there's a person I know that has... his integrity is second to none. He's one of the most pragmatic, organized people that I've ever known in my entire life. I do have the utmost respect for him. I learned so much from this person. However, this person also was very wealthy, did very well for himself, and now I see him scraping pennies. And the reason is, in my theory at least, you can talk to this person for 10 minutes and realize what happened. So here's the thing. In your career, I think in life, man, like, yes, in 2019, we do have a sensitivity issue. People are hypersensitive. I get that. That's a separate issue here. We're also human. Everybody's human, and strong opinions and distasteful comments, I think, really go a long way, because we're all human. We do judge each other, and I think that impacts people's lives. So, in this particular instance, this person I've known has always been a staunch conservative. I've considered myself very... very fortunate to know him, because I now know what an extreme right-wing person is like. Now, when I say extreme, I'm not talking about crazy, like, Southern, yeehaw, gun rack in the back of the truck. I'm talking fight for your rights, gun rights, and all that shit. So very conservative. Not conservative to the point where he's a Trump supporter, but conservative to the point where... he does not support anything Democrats do. And so, talking to him 10 minutes, we're at a table with 6 people of different ethnicities. We've got one dude from the Middle East. We got one dude who's Asian. We got one woman who's German. And then we got my honky ass and my wife's honky ass. And then his honky ass and his wife's honky ass. Okay? And this guy has went from working at a desk job, 6 figures, a quarter of a mil a year, to working at a big box store for just over, you know, $12 an hour. And he's older now. And it's very clear. Like I said, you start talking for 10 minutes, it's clear to see what happened. So you talk to him and you start hearing, Yeah. These fucking liberals. Oh, the liberals won't let us. Democrats, the Dems and the liberals. They don't want us to do this. They don't want us to have this or that. Or you talk about going anywhere that's a liberal city that's openly gay. Like if you're talking like something crazy like Provincetown in Connecticut or in Cape Cod, or you're talking about Key West in the Florida Keys or something like that, where it's like flamboyant. He starts dropping the three-letter F word. And he doesn't realize like that he's there's shit, like there's people around you, dude. And he just starts going off on a tangent and you're just okay. And you know, I feel bad because on the business side, from the engineering side, this person is borderline genius and completely undervalued. But on the social side, he's shooting himself repeatedly in the foot while it's on fire, while acid is being poured on it, and nails are being driven into it. There's no self-awareness whatsoever as to what is happening in that situation. And he would never hear that. If I was to say that shit, he'd probably lunge at me over the table, unfortunately. But, you know, it's sad. There's people like that. They're a victim of their own circumstance. They're a victim of their own mind and thinking. And it's sad because he has a whole lot of ability and opportunity and possibilities in front of him, but he cannot let his political and his inability to accept the rest of the world the way it is just it's stifling his entire life, unfortunately. So I have a takeaway from it. I'm thinking you probably can get the same takeaway that I got. Don't do that shit. In all honesty, man, try to be aware of your surroundings. You know, it doesn't come naturally to a lot of us. You know, if you're in like sales or something like that, you know, if you're in marketing or something like that, or if you're in a position where you're in it, you know, you're interacting with people quite a bit, it probably comes natural to you. And it's hard to understand when it doesn't. It didn't used to come natural to me. That said, I've never been a wildly outspoken person. So it's, the older I get more outspoken. However, I feel like I'm very fortunate to be a little more self-aware than I was when I was younger. And if I did have views like that, I certainly wouldn't be blabbing them out at a table in the middle of a restaurant in one of the most diverse cities in my state, surrounded by people who are of multiple backgrounds. To me, if you're in a KKK rally, that shit flies. That's not very nice to say. I don't mean it like that. My point is, dude, be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of the people you're speaking to. Look at your audience. Know who you're communicating with. Don't be like he's not even my friend. I haven't talked to him in like 5 years. But don't be like that guy. Most of you aren't, but don't be that way. Okay. Well, that's the end of my rant for today. I'm just taking notes, man. I'm just taking notes!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.